This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 475. For Tuesday, July 14th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger in early morning trading. The November canola contract is up 310 at 480.50 per ton. The January contract is up 250 at 487.30 per ton. Relative weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola prices. The dollar was around 73.4 US cents this morning. Tomorrow, the Bank of Canada will release their key interest rate decision. Analysts generally expect the Bank of Canada to keep the rate steady at 0.25%. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Tuesday after incurring losses yesterday. The soy complex was higher following reports of purchases made by China. China is buying record amounts of raw materials, including soybeans, in order to rebuild their stocks following the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The USDA reported a sale of 129,000 tons of soybeans this morning for delivery during the current marketing year. Crop conditions were expected to improve this week, but they decreased by 2 percentage points. Soybean crop conditions were reported as 68% good to excellent. There are reports of increased outbreaks of African swine fever in China following heavy rains and flooding in the southern region. The August soybean contract is up 3.5 cents at $8.77 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about a tenth of a cent at 28 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up a dollar at $285 per hundredweight. Corn futures were mostly lower on Tuesday despite strong export activity. This morning, the USDA announced an export sale of over 1.7 million tons of corn purchased by China. Corn crop conditions were reported as 69% good to excellent, down by 2 percentage points from last week. The September contract is up by half of a cent at $3.29 per bushel. Wheat futures are stronger on Tuesday. There are concerns of dry weather in key wheat-growing regions of Argentina and Australia. In the U.S., crop conditions were reported as 68% good to excellent, down 2 percentage points from last week. Kansas City September wheat is up 8.5 cents at $4.57. Chicago September is up by 8 cents at $5.33 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 3.5 cents at $5.22 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 14th. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.